afternoon. I'll try that again. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Welcome. Lovely to see you on this beautiful, sunny, sometimes wet day. But there we are. No, it's great to see you. But before we begin the service, I know very much in our hearts and minds are the events that have taken place over the last 24 hours in London. And in the course of the service, there will be an opportunity to pray and reflect for the people affected by that terrible, tragic attack and the innocent lives affected so seriously. So we'll come, as I say, and include that later in the service. Pentecost is a time of joy. It's a time of celebration. It's a time when we give thanks for God giving his helper the gift of the Holy Spirit, which enables us to do so many things. And that is what we're going to be celebrating. That is what will be our focus today. And I'm glad you've made it here. Maybe folks were in two minds whether to make the effort to come here to the park with the different weather. It was interesting at one point, if you looked in that direction, you just saw dark, grey, black clouds. And if you looked in that direction, you saw blue skies and some sunshine breaking through. So hopefully more of the sunshine is going to break through. And we're going to enjoy that sense of coming together from our different congregations. And so I welcome the congregations of Craigie Buckler, Cults, Holborn West, King's Wells, Manifield Church, and Peter Cooter. And take the opportunity to meet one another, speak with one another. It's been great setting up together. We've got to know each other a wee bit through that. But Suge say that the first aiders are there in the sort of cream kind of gazebo if first aid is required. We do have first aiders there, so just draw your attention to that. When the hymns are introduced, the first verse of the hymn will be played and then we'll join in the singing. So we get a chance to get familiar with the tune again and then we'll all sing together. So just as we come to God in our worship, let us begin with this call to worship. Like a wild bird out of the air so clear, the Spirit comes down by the water's side, sure and eternal sign that God is near. In Christ baptized, God ever will abide. Like a bright fire and mighty rushing wind, the Spirit comes and faith is born again. The truth is heard in every heart and mind. Christ is proclaimed in accents clear and plain. We bring our gifts of faith before your face. Lord, now among us your same Spirit send. Confirm us in the knowledge of your grace and set us on the way that knows no end. Enfold these children within your bonds of love. Kindle faith's flame in those who hold dear, and in our life together may we prove the presence of your Spirit ever near. Let us worship God, let us sing to his praise. Praise the Lord with the sound of trumpet.
Thank you.
well, hopefully we all sang the right lines at the right time. But let's continue with "This is the Day That the Lord Has Made."
Will you join me in prayer? Let us pray. Here in this place of gathering, we come together as your church, and together we bring our lives and our whole selves to you, mighty God of wind and fire. The rhythm of breath, drawing air in and sighing it out, pulses in all of creation, O Lord. It is a simple sign of the resurrection, of the life that cannot be quenched, even by death itself. And now, what it is to breathe, we all know. Jesus, our lives depend on it, even as they depend on you. So breathe us into Pentecost Sunday, we pray. Breathe the life that never dies. Breathe the hope that never despairs. Breathe the courage that never turns back. Breathe the joy that never stops singing. Perplexing Pentecostal God, you infuse us with your spirit, urging us to vision and dream. Breathe into us, Lord Jesus, and teach us to sing, to worship with every breath, and to live the inspiration that is your resurrection. We pray that your spirit would whisper through every heart and every place where the voice of your presence is silent. We long for your spirit to inspire all who follow you to think, speak, and live as true imitators of Christ, that our world and all who live in it may know peace, healing, and reconciliation with you and with each other. May we become the building blocks of your kingdom among us. And may the gift of your presence find voice in our lives, that our babbling may be transformed into discernment, and the flickering of many tongues light an unquenchable fire of compassion and justice. Amen.
Thank you. That prayer was led by Alyssa MacDonald of Kingswells Parish Church. And we're now going to hear a dramatized reading from the Book of Acts that tells us about the first Pentecost, and that's going to involve members of each of the participating congregations.
On the day of Pentecost, all the Lord's followers were together in one place.
Suddenly there was a noise from heaven like the sound of a mighty wind. It filled the house where they were meeting.
Then they saw what looked like fiery tongues moving in all directions, and a tongue came and settled on each person there.
The Holy Spirit took control of everyone, and they began speaking whatever languages the Spirit let them speak.
Many religious Jews from every country in the world were living in Jerusalem. And when they heard this noise, a crowd gathered. But they were surprised because they were hearing everything in their own languages.
They were excited and amazed and said,
"Don't all these who are speaking come from Galilee? Then why do we hear them speaking in our very own languages?
Some of us are from Parthia, Medea, and Elam. Others are from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, parts of Libya near Cyrene, Rome, Crete, and Arabia. Some of us were born Jews, and others have chosen to be Jews. We all hear them using our own language to tell the wonderful things God has done."
Everyone was excited and confused. Some of them even kept asking each other,
"What does all this mean?"
Others made fun of the Lord's followers.
They're drunk.
Peter stood with the 11 apostles and spoke in a loud and clear voice to the crowd.
"Friends and everyone else living in Jerusalem, listen carefully to what I have to say. You are wrong to think that these people were drunk. After all, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what God led the prophet Joel to say.
When the last days come, I will give my spirit to everyone.
Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. In those days, I will give my spirit to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will perform miracles in the sky above, and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will turn dark and the moon will be as red as blood before the great and wonderful day of the Lord appears. And all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved."
Thank you very much to our readers. We are now going to hear the United Choir, who are going to sing a version of the much-loved Psalm 23, "The Lord's My Shepherd."
Surely God.
Well, that was a beautiful rendition of that psalm from the choir. Some people might think, although it might be before some people's time, I'm looking a bit like Ken Dodd today. I don't know, with my diddly stick or whatever. But no, this is celebrating a symbol or mark of Pentecost, the flames of the Spirit. And it's one of the crafts done by some of the children, I think, from Holborn West Church, this thing here. Now, the children have been invited to bring different things that they've maybe prepared over the weeks leading to this service, and you're invited very much during the next song and the other songs to wave them and swing them, to give that sense of the Spirit moving among God's people. So this next song is a wonderful, joyful song. Jesus puts this song into our hearts. Wonderful. Now, I'm going to invite the Reverend John Ferguson of Peter Cooter to share with us a story, the rainbow story.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to see you all. Good afternoon, even. Great to see you all today. And I'm going to invite the boys and girls to come down now. I know some of you may not want to leave your shelter, but would you like to come down and just gather round in front of me? Just now, you can bring your flags with you if you want to, and we can have a look at them. Okay, don't be shy. Let's see you coming down. You coming? Slowly but surely. Okay, thank you very much. So, let's have a look at your flags. Hold your flags up and let's just see them today. You forgot yours, right? You go and get it, okay? That's fine. I will wait. You've got yours as well. Brilliant. And some of them have got, you've got doves on them, okay? And fire as well. There's a dove. That's lovely. And that one says joy and peace. What have you got? You've got a dove on yours, a dove of peace. All the signs of God's Holy Spirit, which is really lovely. Thank you so much for doing these flags. They are superb. So I'm going to tell you a story today. And you're going to help me to tell it. You're going to act it out a little bit. So I'll have to ask you to run back and put your flags back. Sorry about that. Come straight back again, please. Just hand your flags to mums and dads or whoever is with you. Okay. This is the story of the rainbow people. You might have heard this story before. And it begins by us imagining that the ground around us is covered by rocks and stones. So I need you all to go into a little rock. I would say curl up on the grass, so it's obviously wet. So just crouch down. Can you crouch down and spread yourself out a wee bit? Spread yourselves out a bit, okay? And imagine that you are rocks, okay? So people looking at you would maybe just think it was rocks, but looking more closely, of course, they realize that you are tiny people and you're very, very still. You don't move at all, okay? And then one day, a wind blew through the land. And it warmed the people. And it filled them with life and love, and they began to become alive, and they stood up very slowly, okay? And they stretched as high as they could, and they began to talk to each other and give each other little hugs, and they were all good friends. So let's see you hugging and being friendly. And then they explored their world, and they noticed, sitting on a table, no less, there were some different coloured ribbons. So they all ran up to the table, and they took a ribbon each. Okay, do you want to do that now? Take a ribbon, okay? Some chose red, some blue, some green, and some yellow. And it was good to wave the ribbons about, okay? You want to take a different one? There we go. Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. Okay. So this time they were all running about, mixing with each other and being happy and being friendly with their multicolored ribbons, when suddenly another wind blew. And this time it made them shiver with the cold. So they're all cold. Are you shiver? Let's see you shivering. Okay. And this time it made them all go into different corners with their own colours. So the blues all came over here. Okay, if you've got a blue ribbon, come over here. Can you come over here and stand beside me with the blue ribbons? Girls, girls, you can come and stand here. Okay. You stand there. You stand there. Brilliant. Okay. The reds ran into this corner. Okay. And the greens are already here in this corner, and we haven't got enough blues, actually. Oh, what are we lacking? One yellow, only one yellow. Right. A lot of reds. Can you swap and become a yellow and go into the yellows over here? Can we have yellows here? Oh, you're here, right, you're staying there. Okay, greens, can you come here? Greens? Okay, so we're all in our corners. Okay, brilliant. Okay, so now they realized that they were different, and they stopped talking to each other. Isn't that bad? Isn't that sad? And then they started building walls to separate themselves from each other. So drop your ribbons, okay? And they started building a wall. So let's see you building a wall. Just a quickly now build the wall up, okay? Okay, well, there's one there for you. Okay, right. So have we got some kind of wall? Just roughly, so that we can see there's a wall dividing you all. Okay, that's perfect. Okay. And join it all up. Oops. Right. Okay. As long as we've got a rough idea of a wall, that's fine. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So go back to your corners, pick up your ribbons again, okay? Now, they discovered that when they were all separated, they couldn't help each other anymore. And the reds found that they had plenty of water, but they had no food. And the yellows found that they had shelter, but nothing to keep them warm, okay? You okay? You all right? Okay. The greens found that they had twigs to make fire, but no shelter. And the blues found that they had food, but no water. Okay. So all of a sudden, a man appeared amongst them all. And he stood in the center of the land, and he looked at them all being separated by the walls. And he said, "What are you thinking of? You're all being really silly. Why don't you talk to each other and be friends with each other?" And so the people realized that they had been wrong to separate themselves like this. And the reds said, "Well, we've got plenty of water to give, but we need food." The blues said, "We have plenty of food, but we need water." The green said, we have plenty of wood for fire, but we need shelter. And the yellow said, we have plenty of shelter, but we need warmth. And the stranger, the man, said, why don't you all come together and knock down your wall and care for each other and love each other? So they all came together again. And the wall has been knocked down already, so that's perfect. And then they all realized that if they worked together and loved together, then they could help each other and care for each other. And that's what they did. And they decided to put all the ribbons together. So let's say you're standing in a line, and they decided to join all the ribbons up. Okay, can we all go? That's it, that's good, that's fine. Okay, go into a circle, and it was like a beautiful rainbow. Okay, thank you very much. And that's the rainbow story. Well done. Thank you, boys and girls. You can go back now. And that story reminds us, of course, of the fact that we are celebrating the wind of Pentecost, the wind that blew through the gathering of the crowds on that first day of Pentecost all these years ago. And that wind gave people a sense of power, a sense of togetherness, and special gifts from God. And that wind also meant that people could understand each other's languages, and they realized that although they were different, they were all one human family, and they were all followers of Jesus going out into the world to serve him. So the rainbow story reminds us that the Spirit makes us one. We are one in Christ Jesus, and that's what we are celebrating this morning, or even this afternoon. I'll never get that right. We're going to sing again now, and we're going to sing the song Like Fireworks in the Night, and then that'll be followed by Thine Be the Glory.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is the Church of Scotland having an adventure. And we're on the South Coast. Right. See, that's what ordination vows do. And we're not very good at having adventures because we love God an awful lot, but we're very shy about it. We're probably the most cautious church in the universe. But we're sincere in our faith, but shy. So we don't have many adventures. So today's a kind of wee adventure. And what's here is something that you shouldn't do if you're shy. Because we wanted to get cakes because today is Pentecost. Pentecost is the birthday of the church. Makes sense to have birthday cakes. And every boy and girl here, when this service is finished, the second it's finished, I want all of you to come here, pick up a whole tray of cakes, and you're not to eat them all. You're to give them away. Just go into the crowds and give the cakes away as a birthday gift from the church to everybody who's here and beyond. But I was saying that we're a shy kind of church, shy but sincere. And I get that because I'm pretty much an introvert myself who's just found himself in a rather strange job. And being an introvert, I found myself slightly embarrassed on Friday in a queue in Asda. Because if you're trying to buy 250 cakes, people notice. And I'm standing at the checkout counter with a trolley full of buns, fairy cakes and whatever. And the checkout girl, who was pretty sharp, said, "You having a party then?" Now, the guy in front of me had just gone out with two cases of Guinness. She didn't ask that to him. But she sees somebody with 250 cakes and she says, "So is there a party?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I suppose it is. The church is having a party." "Oh," she said, "where's that?" I said, it's at Hazelhead Park on Sunday. And she said, "And you're raising money," because she thought the cakes were going to be sold. And I said, "No, we're just giving them away." And that really got her attention. You're giving them away. Why? Because it's the birthday of the church. So we had a wee conversation, and then I got the cakes away, and they're here now. But if that lady is here today, I want to say to you, in fact, to all of us, this Pentecost thing is a beautiful thing. This lady over here, Emily, who's been quietly painting throughout the service, is the best way to understand what God is wanting to do at Pentecost. Emily is an artist. God is a cosmic artist. And it's God's desire and it's God's wish that he crafts something of beauty from our lives. Now, artists work with different materials. An artist working with stone or wood will chip away till out of that inanimate object something beautiful begins to appear, something emerges, a thing of beauty. And there the artist takes things away to make something beautiful. We all have in our lives certain personality traits and characteristics that we don't like. It's not about self-loathing, we just realize we're not perfect. It's partly the work of the Holy Spirit to remove that dark side, that ugliness, that hardness, and in time make something of beauty. And other artists work with a blank canvas and put watercolors or oils onto that and create a thing of beauty by putting something onto it, just as the Holy Spirit seeks to create something of beauty by pouring his Spirit upon us so that gradually the fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, patience, kindness, compassion, goodwill, gentleness, these begin to be seen in our life. God is the artist. We are the medium. And it is God's intention that something of the love of heaven be seen in our lives on earth. That's his intention. That is what Pentecost means. God, the cosmic artist, does not do ugly in our lives. And sometimes it's a lifetime's project, but in our lives, something of the reality, something of the beauty of heaven is to be seen on earth in the lives we live. That is Pentecost. That is what we celebrate today. Our choir are going to sing, I forgot what you're going to sing, the Lord's Prayer. the Lord's Prayer.
Great stuff. Thank you to our wonderful joint choir. I'm now going to invite Alyssa, who's going to offer a poem or a reading for us.
This is entitled The Church Year by Anne Weems. The church is Advent. The unwrapping of God's greatest gift is near. Advent, coming. God will take away the tinsel and decorate our human hearts in hope so that Christians can sit laughing in the rain, knowing that the Lord is going to shine in upon their being. For no matter how long the darkness, God will send the light. In spite of cursing and violence and the massacring of human dignity, we will dance in the streets of Bethlehem, for he will be born. The church is Epiphany. We are the Magi, searching, resplendent in the world's accoutrements of knowledge and wealth and achievement. But we search for something more. And of all the unlikely places, in a stable, the deity appears. The borning of our Lord bursts in upon our ordinary lives, like fireworks in the snow. Our God would send a little baby king, and we are on our knees, where we are within reach of our full personhood. The church is Good Friday. Blackness burnt into blackness, abysmal absence of anything good. We acknowledge that death is real, and we tremble for a world that would kill its God. Our feet stand in quicksand. Our voices echo sterile silence. We huddle together to meet the dark and the death, forgetting what was taught us, forgetting that somewhere a seed is sprouting, somewhere a child is growing. All we see is Christ crucified. The church is Easter. Out of death, life. Out of blackness, the lush green world, flowers in the ice, sun rays in the storm, mustard seeds galore. Our souls enter a spiritual springtime, our bodies given over to leaping and dancing, our very beings saturated in hosannas. Our shouting crashes in upon this world. The Lord lives. We live. Resurrection resounds throughout our community. The church is Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is poured out upon us and sends us out together, aflame with new life, inheritors of the wealth of God, life abundant. We are liberated from prisons of pettiness, jealousy, and greed, liberated to be the church. We are freed to free others. We are affirmed to affirm others. We are loved to love others. We are family. We are community. We are the church triumphant. You, me, anyone who would come unto the Lord, renewed, redirected, and empowered to change things and lives, together in love and wholeness, we are the Lord's church, the church of justice and mercy, the people sent to open prisons, to heal the sick, to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry, to reconcile, to be alleluias when there is no music. The mantle is upon our shoulders. Joy is apparent in our living. We have been commissioned to be the church of Jesus Christ. Today is Pentecost. Today is the birthday of our church. And as you can see, we have all these little fairy cakes ready for delivery, but we have a beautiful big cake. And I think it utmost fitting to sing Happy Birthday. Now, I've been told that not only is today the birthday of the church, also a Chris from Colts. It's his birthday as well. And if there's anyone else's birthday, happy birthday to you as well. Let us all join in singing Happy Birthday.
Thank you. Today is, of course, a celebration. We're thinking about the church, we're thinking about ourselves as the people of God. We're also thinking about our world. And of course, in prayer, we come together not just to pray for ourselves, but to pray for the world. And as Duncan began our day together, we remember in this prayer the very sad circumstances taking place in London last night, and we pray for the people who have been caught up in that trouble. Let us pray. Lord, we bring to you now our prayers, not just for ourselves, but for others in this world of yours. We ask for the gift of your Holy Spirit to bless and guide your church.